bumblebees are always looking for the nectar.
Naravno, bakte su kao bumbari, oni stalno traže nektar.
And just like a bee, when it leaves the hive, it doesn't know exactly where it's going.
Baš kao što pčela kad napusti košnicu ne zna točno kamo ide.
It doesn't have a map when it comes out of the beehive that you go 20 meters this way, then 10 meters left, 1 meter up and 3 meters down you'll find a flower.
Nije da pčela kad izađe iz košnice da onda ima kartu i onda zna 20 metara naprijed, pa onda 2 metra desno, pa onda 2 metra lijevo, pa dalje, eto sad je tu cvijet.
No, doesn't have a map.
Ne, ona nema mapu.
But it has a certain sense by the Lord's arrangement where it finds the honey.
Ali ima određeni osjećaj po Božjem aranžmanu kako može naći med.
So devotees are like that. They always somehow or other find out where the nectar is.
Bhakti su poput pčela, oni na neki način nađu gdje je nektar.
So in Sanskrit, nectar is amrita.
Na sanskritu nektar se kaže amrita.
It actually, amrita means eternal nectar.
Amrita znači vječni nektar.
The bliss of eternal nectar, amrita nanda.
Amrita nanda, blaženstvo vječnog nektara.
So devotees have a sixth sense about where the nectar always is.
Bhakti ima šesto osjetilo gdje je u stvari nektar.
So what is the nectar?
Što je nektar?
It's Krishna kata.
To je Krishna kata.
Shravanam kirtanam Vishnu shmaranam, by hearing and chanting the transcendental pastimes of the Lord, then comes Vishnu shmaranam, or remembrance of the Lord.
Slušanjem i pjevanjem u Gospodinu, onda dolazi sjećanje na Gospodina.
This is the type of consciousness or awareness which a devotee strives to achieve.
To je nivo svjesnosti koji bhakta želi dostići.
To always remember Krishna and to never forget Krishna.
Da se uvijek sjeti Krishne, da ga nikad ne zaboravi.
This is the essence of all instructions in devotional service.
To je esencija ili bit svih instrukcija u predanom služenju.
So when we're remembering Krishna and not forgetting Krishna, we're happy.
I kad se sjećamo Krishna i ne zaboravljamo ga, onda smo sretni.
Because that's our natural state of being, to be in full consciousness of the Lord.
To je naš prirodni položaj postojanja, da budemo potpuno svjesni Gospodina.
So whenever there's an opportunity to hear or to chant about Krishna, you'll always find the bumblebee devotees are there drinking the nectar.
I kad god ima prilike da se sluša ili pjeva o Krishni, uvijek ćete moći pronaći bakte koje su poput bumara, poput pčela, koje će doći i tražiti nektar.
So thank you for making your way from your hive, your little apartment or your home, wherever it was, and coming here to drink the nectar of Krishna Katha.
Hvala vam što ste napustili svoje košnice, svoje domove, svoje stanove i odakle god da ste došli i što ste došli ovdje piti nektar Krishna Katha.
So this evening we opened up to a very quite a heavy verse in Bhagavad Gita.
Ovaj puta smo otvorili jedan prilično zanimljiv težak stih u Bhagavad Giti.
These are difficult times in which we live.
Ovo su teška vremena u kojem živimo.
So Krishna gives instructions.
Krishna daje instrukcije.
He himself is hard like a thunderbolt and soft like a rose.
On je poput groma, a u isti način je mekan kao ruža.
So this evening we'll be getting some thunderbolt instructions from the Lord, as well as the sweet scent of the rose.
Ovaj puta ćemo dobiti gromovite instrukcije Gospodina, kao i slatki miris ruže.
Are you ready?
Da li ste spremni?
Are you ready for the thunderbolt?
Jeste li spremni za grom?
Okay, then you can also smell the rose.
Onda ćete moći pomirisati ružu.
Right, this verse is from the 8th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, entitled Attaining the Supreme.
Ovaj stih je iz 8. poglavlja Bhagavad Gita, dostizanje svevišnjeg.
Text number 16.
Tekst 16.
Abrahma bhuvana loka punar avito arjuna mamupetete kunteya punarjanma navidyate. Krishna says, from the highest planet in the material world down to the lowest, all are places of misery wherein repeated birth and death take place. But one who attains to my abode, O Arjuna, never takes birth again.
Od najviše planete u materijalnom svijetu pa sve do najniže, sve su mjesta bijeda gdje se pojavljuje ponovno rođenje i smrt. Ali ona osoba koja dostigne moje prebivalište, o sine Kunti, nikada se ne mora ponovo roditi.
So this is a strong verse.
Ovo je vrlo snažan stih.
We'll read Srila Prabhupada's purport.
Čitat ćemo Srila Prabhupada.
All kinds of yogis, karma, jnani, hatha, etc., eventually have to attain devotional perfection in bhakti yoga or Krishna consciousness before they can go to Krishna's transcendental abode and never return. Those who attain the highest material planets, the planets of the demigods, are again subjected to repeated birth and death. As persons of earth are elevated to higher planets, people on higher planets such as Brahmaloka, Chandraloka, and Indraloka fall to earth. The practice of sacrifice called Panchigni Vidya, recommended in the Chandogya Upanishad, enables one to achieve Brahmaloka. But if on Brahmaloka one does not cultivate Krishna consciousness, then he must return to the earth. Those who progress in Krishna consciousness on the higher planets are gradually elevated to higher and higher planets. At the time of universal devastation, are transferred to the eternal spiritual kingdom. Sridhar Swami, in his commentary on Bhagavad Gita, quotes the following verse. When there is devastation of this material universe, Brahma and his devotees, who are constantly engaged in Krishna consciousness, are all transferred to the spiritual universe and to specific spiritual planets according to their desires. Om Agyan Timanandasya Ginangina Shilakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jainatasmai Sigudave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jaina Bhutale Shwayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadantisva Padantikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktivindam Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Om Mam Hrim Shrom Om Vat Om Tataka Hataka Kesha Gajalat Padaka Lochana Bhadraka Nakrishparsa Devasimha Namostate Ugram Viram Mahavishnum Dralantam Sharvato Mukham Sringam Bhishanam Bhadram Mrityo Mityam Namamyaham. So once again in Bhagavad Gita, we hear Krishna speaking very strongly about the material world and material existence.
Još jednom možemo vidjeti u Bhagavad Giti Krishna govori vrlo snažno o materijalnom svijetu.
He says from the highest planet in the material world, which we know is Brahmaloka.
On kaže od najviše planete u materijalnom svijetu za koju znamo da je Brahmaloka.
Down to the lowest, Pataloka.
Do najniže Pataloke.
All are places of misery wherein repeated birth and death take place.
Sve su mjesta patnje gdje se javlja ponovno rođenje i umiranje.
So of course this is not the first time we have heard such knowledge from the Lord.
Naravno to nije prvi put da čujemo ovo znanje od Gospodina.
We're already in the 8th chapter of Bhagavad Gita and this chapter is called Attaining the Supreme.
Već se nalazimo u 8. poglavlju Bhagavad Gita i to se poglavlje zove dostizanje svevišnjeg.
So one might think that after 8 chapters one would have the idea and Krishna would allow us to hear about his transcendental abode.
Može netko misliti da nakon 8 poglavlja neko će imati određenu ideju da će nas Krishna dopustiti da znamo nešto o njegovom transcendentalnom prebivalištu.
Actually, as devotees, really, in essence, we just want to hear about Krishna and his pastimes with his pure devotees.
Budući da smo bhakte, u stvari mi jedino što želimo da čujemo o Krishni i njegovim čistim bhaktama, njihovim zabavama.
We want to hear about Vrindavan.
Želimo čuti o Vrindavanu.
Especially we're in Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, so our Sampradaya is especially meant for going back home, back to Goloka Vrindavan.
Mi smo u Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya i u našoj Sampradaya mi smo specijalno tu da bi se vratili nazad u Goloka Vrindavan.
Specifically we want to join the Lord's pastimes. We want to become the servants of Radha and Krishna.
Mi se želimo pridružiti gospodinovim zabavama i želimo postati sluge Radha i Krishna.
In Vrindavan.
U Vrindavanu.
Or there's a special part of Goloka Vrindavan which is reserved for Lord Chaitanya Sankirtan Lila.
Ili ima jedan specijalan dio Goloka Vrindavana koji je namijenjen ili rezerviran za Sankirtan pokret gospodina Chaitanya.
You see on the original picture on the Bhagavatam, you see Radha and Krishna and their transcendental associates engaged in Lila. A little bit further back, you see Lord Chaitanya in a Sankirtan party, Nityananda, Gadadhar, Srivas, etc.
Na originalnom Srimad Bhagavatam možete vidjeti Radha i Krishna, kako se nalaze na njemu i u pozadini možete vidjeti Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srinivasa, Charya, Deita, Charya.
So Gaudiya Vaishnavas, we aspire to enter into Krishna's Lila or into Chaitanya's Lila in the spiritual sky.
kao Gaudije Vaishnave mi težimo k tome da uđemo u zavoj gospodina Krišne ili u zavoj gospodina Čaitanje.
In hearing the details of the spiritual world, hearing the nectar of these pastimes, this is actually what enlivens our hearts.
Ono što u stvari podiže naše srce je to da čujemo o zabavama, tim različitim zabavama.
And this is meant, what is meant by Lord Chaitanya's instructions, kirtaniyat sadahari, that one should hear the glories of Krishna 24 hours a day.
I što znači instrukcija Krishna Chaitanya, kirtaniyat sadahari, to znači da trebamo pjevati Hare Krishna Maha Mantra 24 sata na dan.
So we're already in the 8th chapter. Why doesn't Krishna give us some of that nectar?
Sad se nalazimo već u 8. poglavlju. Zašto nam Krishna ne da nešto od tog nektara?
Why 8 chapters in the Bhagavad Gita and we're still hearing about the material world?
8 poglavlje Bhagavad Gita već prošlo, a mi još uvijek slušamo o materijalnom svijetu.
Why?
Zašto?
Because until you're completely convinced about the nature of this world and your attachments to this world, you can't really enter into the spiritual world or Krishna's pastimes.
Jer dok niste u potpunosti uvjereni u ovaj svijet, odnosno u prirodu ovog svijeta, ne možete u stvari ući u transcendentalne zabave gospodina.
Those of you who are conversant with Bhagavad Gita, you know the 9th chapter is entitled The Most Confidential Knowledge.
Oni kojima je poznata Bhagavad Gita, koji bolje poznaju Bhagavad Gita, znaju da je 9. poglavlje Bhagavad Gita pod naslovom Povjerljivo znanje.
So before we can begin to understand the most confidential knowledge, we have to be convinced Dukulayam Ashashvatam, that this world is actually a place, a temporary place full of so many miseries.
I prije nego što uđemo u 9. poglavlje, moramo prvo znati da je ovaj svijet pun bijeda i prolazan.
You can say, I've heard so many classes, I'm not this body.
Možemo reći, a čuo sam toliko lekcija, ja nisam ovo tijelo.
There's so many miseries in this world.
Postoje toliko bijede u ovom svijetu.
Another class on that simple basics of Krishna consciousness.
Još jedna lekcija na takvu jednostavnu osnovu svjesnosti Krishna.
Yes, in Vedic culture one had to hear something at least 3 times.
U vedskoj kulturi osoba je trebala nešto čuti barem 3 puta.
And that's when people were very pure.
A tad su ljudi bili jako čisti.
But now everything is very contaminated in Kali Yuga.
A sad je sve kontaminirano, zaprljeno u Kali Yugi.
We're born into this age, not Satya Yuga or Treta Dvapara. We're born into Kali Yuga.
Mi smo rođeni u ovom dobu, ne u Satya Yugi, Treta Yugi, Dvapara Yugi. Mi smo rođeni u Kali Yugi.
We are describing on Harinam Sankirtan. Kaler dosha nidhairajan asti eka mahaguna. An ocean of inauspiciousness.
Danas smo u Harinamu objašnjavali kako je ovo ocean nepovoljnosti.
So due to the contamination, we have to hear not 3 times, but maybe 3,000 times or 3 million times. And, oh, no, got it. I got it.
Zbog naših kontaminacija ne samo da trebamo čuti 3 puta, nego možda 3000 puta ili 3 miliona puta i onda možemo reći, ah, sad sam shvatio.
Repeated hearing is necessary to actually understand the subject, assimilate it, and realize it.
Slušanje je jako potrebno tako da bi mogli čuti neku temu, da bi ga mogli prihvatiti i da bi mogli prenijeti dalje.
One time I was acting as Prabhupada's servant.
Jedno vrijeme sam bio sluga Šrila Prabhupada.
And we were walking. We went through airport customs and we cleared the customs and we were walking to the plane.
Jedno smo tako bili na aerodromu i prošli smo onaj dio gdje se uzima.
So at the customs they were
prema avionu.
The customs agents were very rough with Prabhupada.
I ljudi koji su bili tamo na carini su bilo onako malo nezgodni prema Šrila Prabhupada.
He carried a little white bag and in that little bag he had all his personal belongings.
Šrila Prabhupada imao jednu malu bijelu torbu i tu je imao svoje osobne stvari.
Like I have my little red bag, I've got my systemizer, I've got my passport, I've got my money, my pen, my telephone.
Kao što ja imam jednu malu crvenu torbu i tu imam svoju putovnicu, tu imam svoju kemijsku, sve ono osobne stvari za moje što im trebam.
My extra set of batteries.
Moje rezervne baterije.
My earplugs, my aspirin, my many things.
Slušalica, aspirin i tako dalje.
I don't go anywhere without it.
Bez te torbe ne idem nikuda.
So Prabhupada, he always had a little white plastic bag, not plastic, but vinyl, like a vinyl bag, which he used to carry everywhere.
Tako je išlo Prabhupada, ima jednu malu bijelu vinilnu torbu koju je posvuda nosio.
So, I was always wondering what was in that little bag.
Uvijek sam se pitao što je u toj torbi.
So one time when we were going to the customs official, he said to Prabhupada, open up that bag.
Jedan put smo prolazili tako kroz carinu i onda su oni službenici na carini rekli otvarajte torbu.
So Prabhupada tried to open it, but it was stuck, it wasn't working, and the man said, open up that bag.
Prabhupada je onda pokušao otvoriti torbu, ali budući da se zaglavilo nije uspjevao, i onda je carinik rekao otvori tu torbu.
So I said, Prabhupada, may I please do it for you?
I onda se rekao, šlo Prabhupada, mogu li ja otvoriti za tebe?
Yes,
onda je šlo Prabhupada, rekao, da, možeš.
Opened right up and, oh, wow, listen. All these little things, Prabhupada had his toothpaste, and he had his passport, and he had thing for making chandan, and so many little things in there, which is just...
Onda sam ja otvorio i unutra su bili njegova četka za zube, onda tu je putovnica i onda tako za posljedica za tilak i tako ja sam bio zapanjen.
So then the customs agent show me the bag, he said to Prabhupada.
I onda carinik rekao, pokaži mi ovu torbu.
So I said, if you speak like that one more time to my spiritual master, I'm going to smash your face.
I onda sam ja rekao, ako još samo jednom budete tako progovorili mom duhovnom učitelju, onda ću vam razbiti glavu.
Hey, I thought you guys were non-violent.
Mislio sam da ste vi nenasilni.
I said, you can just see how non-violent we are. Don't speak like that.
Onda sam rekao, mogao bi ti vidjeti kako smo mi nenasilni, samo budeš govorio tako.
So he got nervous, said, all right, get out of here, go, go.
Onda on postao nervozan, rekao, sad mičite se, mičite se.
So then we were walking, and Prabhupada turned to me and he said, just see these people, due to bad association, they have no good qualities. Do you understand, Indradumna?
I onda dok smo tako šetali dalje, onda on se krenuo se prema meni i rekao, pogledaj samo ove ljude, zbog krivog druženja, oni nemaju ni jedne dobre kvalitete, samo vidi. Razumiješ li, Indradumna?
Yeah.
Ja sam rekao, da.
A few meters later, no good qualities, hovering on the mental plane, Bhagavatam says, they can develop no good qualities. Do you understand?
Onda nakon 2 metra, 3 metra šlo Prabhupada je ponovno rekao, nemaju uopće dobrih kvaliteta, samo su na mentalnoj razini, nikakvih dobrih kvaliteta ne mogu razviti, kažeš im od Bhagavata. Razumiješ?
Yeah.
Da.
I was trying to think about it.
Pokušavao sam razmišljati o tome.
Just as we were boarding the plane, he said, no good qualities. This material world is such a contaminating place that one can develop no good qualities, only in Krishna consciousness. Do you understand? Yeah.
I onda u trenutku kad smo baš trebali ući avion je rekao, nema dobrih kvaliteta, ovaj materijalni svijet je tako kontaminirajući da bez svjesnosti Krišna ne možete uopće razviti dobre kvalitete. Jel si razumio? Ja sam rekao, da, sad razumio.
By his mercy, I understood.
Njegovu milošću ja sam uspio shvatiti.
But it took three the same instruction three times.
Ali trebalo je tri puta da ponovim istu instrukciju.
From the lips of a pure devotee.
Sa ustiju čistog bhakte.
Prabhupada said, Krishna consciousness is especially potent when you hear it from the lips of a pure devotee.
Šla Prabhupada je rekao da je svjesnost Krišne izuzetno moćna, posebno moćna ako je čujete sa usana čistog bhakte.
Why is that knowledge particularly potent from the lips of a pure devotee?
Zašto je to znanje toliko moćno, posebno sa usana čistog bhakte?
Because it's not just gyan, it's vigyan.
Jel to nije samo gyana, nego vigyana.
What is gyan? Gyan is knowledge.
Što je gyana? Gyana je znanje.
Here's the knowledge.
Ovo je znanje.
What is the vigyan?
A što je vigyana?
Realized knowledge.
To je realizirano znanje.
Tattvadarshini, we're supposed to approach tattvadarshini means that they're realized souls.
Mi bi trebali pričati tattvadarshini, znači osobama koje su realizirali.
You can go to so many universities, they're teaching Bhagavad Gita.
Možete ići na tolike univerzitete i oni poučavaju Bhagavad Gitu.
But because they're not practicing Bhagavad Gita, because there's no realization, when they speak, their students may remain the same mundane persons they always were.
Ali zbog toga što nemaju realizirano znanje i onda čak i kad govore Bhagavad Gitu, njihovi studenti ostaju iste, one svjetovne ostaju kao što su i prije bile.
By hearing Bhagavad Gita from some mundane professor who's just doing it for a job,
slušajući Bhagavad Gitu od nekog svjetovnog profesora koji to radi kao posao.
Within the hearts of the students there's no desire to give up sense gratification.
U srcima tih studenata se uopće ne razvija želja da odustanu od osjetilnog uživanja.
And there's certainly no desire to take up the loving devotional service of the Lord.
A naravno onda se ne razvija ni želja da se uključi u predano služenje Gospodina.
When I was a new devotee we used to do books in the universities.
Kada sam dijelio knjige, onda smo znali dijeliti i na univerzitetima.
We'd go into the university and sometimes we'd just knock on the door of the students and then we'd walk right in.
Nekada smo znali tako ići na univerzitet i samo bi pokucali na vratima kod studenta i onda bi ušli unutra.
So I was doing, going like this and I knocked on the door, there was no answer, I walked right in. Suddenly I walked in, it was a classroom of 100 students and a professor. They looked at me and I looked at them. They were surprised to see me as I was surprised to see them.
Jednom sam tako išao i kucao sam na vrata, nitko nije odgovarao, onda sam otvorio, onda sam vidio profesor sa jedno stotinjak studenta, on je držao satne i onda su oni pogledali u mene, onako zapanjeni, ja sam gledao u njih.
So I was looking at him, I said, well, what kind of class is this? And I saw written on the board, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Shri Rupa Goswami.
Onda sam ušao unutra i pogledao sam i pitao sam se kakav je sad to lekcija ovdje, čemu se radi, i onda sam pogledao na ploče, pisalo Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Shri Rupa Goswami.
I walked into an advanced course on Eastern studies and they were studying Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the nectar of devotion, by Shri Rupa Goswami.
Ušao sam unutra i onda šta sam mogao vidjeti, oni su proučavali, to je bio napredni tečaj istočne kulture i onda su oni proučavali Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu od Shri Rupa Goswamija.
So the professor knew about Hare Krishna movement, so he said, oh, you're from the Hare Krishna movement? Please take a seat. Here, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu.
Onda budući da je on znao za Hare Krishna pokret, profesor se okrenuo i rekao, oh, ti si Hare Krishna, dođi, sjedni, čuj malo o Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu.
I was a little skeptical, but I sat down at the back of the class.
Bio sam malo skeptičan, ali ipak sjeo sam malo do zada.
So, Srila Rupa Goswami says there are essential items to begin practicing devotional service. The first one is that you should seek a spiritual master, hear from him, and take initiation from him.
I onda on ovako govori, kaže, pa postoje nekoliko stvari koje morate prihvatiti. Prva od njih je da morate prihvatiti duhovnog učitelja, slušati od njega i na taj način prakticirati.
When this takes place, ado shraddha tata sadhu sangha tata bhajana kriya anata niviti syat nista ruchi bhav prem. You get prema like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Wow.
I onda je rekao, kad slijedite sve ove procese, kako se to sve odvija, onda ćete dobiti Krishna prema kao Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a great apostle of Krishna prema.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je bio veliki apostol Krishna preme.
Nadanam na janana sundarim kavicham va jagadisha kamai. O Govinda, feeling your separation, I'm... Wow.
O Govinda, osjećajući odvojenost, osjećam se kao...
I know no one but Krishna is my Lord. He shall always remain as such, even if he handles me roughly by his embrace and makes me broken heart by not being present, but he's always my worshipable unconditionally.
O moj gospodin će uvijek ostati moj vječni obožavani gospodin, makar me ostaje, tako da...
But then, what happens?
Ali onda što se događa?
The bell rang.
Zvono je zazvonilo.
Class is over.
Lekcija je gotova.
Right. The professor's wife walked in front of the class, he gave her a big kiss.
Ulazi profesorova žena i pred cijelim razredom oni se fino poljube.
Got out his cigar.
Vadi cigaru i zapali cigaretu.
Right. All the students, they got out their cigarettes.
Naravno, svi
smoking and
svi studenti posegnu za cigaretama.
Boys put their arms around their girlfriend. You know what university is like.
Dečke ono zagle svoje djevojke, znate kako na univerzitetu.
Hey man, you hear that they're gonna bomb Vietnam. Well, that's good, get those guys.
I onda razgovor se kao, hej, dečke, ste čuli ovo, bombardirat će Vietnam, a što kažeš?
You know where I can buy some marijuana, you know.
Znaš gdje možemo kupiti kakvu marihuanu?
I'm sitting, all these people are walking out and I had, Krishna gave me this realization.
Ja sam tamo sjedio i onda su svi ljudi onako izlazili van i onda Krishna mi je dao tu realizaciju.
The speaker was not bona fide and the audience was no bona fide. There was no vigyan, there was no realization on the part of the teacher, on the part of the audience.
Budući da profesor, odnosno onaj koji je govorio, nije bio vjerodostojan, a ni oni koji su slušali nisu bili vjerodostojni, onda ni ništa se nije moglo, cijeli proces, ništa se nije moglo dogoditi da bude vjerodostojan, niko nije mogao slijediti.
Two things are required for Krishna consciousness to manifest, bona fide teacher and bona fide student.
Dvije stvari su neophodne da bi se manifestirala svjesnost Krishne, a to je vjerodostojan duhovni učitelj i vjerodostojni student.
Just like for a man and a woman to conceive a child, the woman must be fertile and the man must be potent.
Da bi, isto tako da bi muškarac i žena začeli dijete, oboje moraju biti sposobni za začeće.
The teacher had no vigyan, he was just reading the pages of Rupa Goswami's book and repeating it like a parrot.
Taj učitelj uopće nije imao vigyanu, on je samo ponavljao učenja Šrila Rupe Goswamija i ponavljao ih kao papagaj.
And the students weren't really interested in the science of Krishna consciousness, they were not ready to sacrifice for that cause. They were just there to get good marks so their parents would give them money to buy a new car.
Ni učenici nisu baš bili zainteresirani za tu znanost o svjesnosti Krišne. Jedine što su bili zainteresirani da dobiju dobre ocjene kako bi roditelji onda poslali novac kako bi mogli kupiti dobar auto.
You see. So we have to hear, Prabhupada said, the chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
It's potent when it's heard from the lips of a pure devotee.
Zato što Prabhupada rekao da trebamo slušati sa usana čistog bhakte, I onda je to moćno.
So if we hear Prabhupada's vigyan, his realized purports, to the shlokas, then we can develop pure devotional service.
I ako čujemo Šla Prabhupada u Vigyanu, njegove komentare na stihove, onda ćemo moći razviti čistu svjesnost Krishna.
But here, Lord Krishna and his representative, Srila Prabhupada, they are preparing us for the later chapters of Bhagavad Gita, and after that, the graduate study of Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and after that, the graduate study of Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Ali ovdje nas Krishna I Srila Prabhupada pripremaju za postupno studiranje Bhagavad Gita I nakon toga Srimad Bhagavatam I Chaitanya Charitamrita.
One more time we're hearing about the miseries of material life.
I još jednom slušamo o bjedama materijalnog svijeta I života.
Krishna's saying attaining the supreme. So now you're convinced, okay, next chapter, the most confidential knowledge.
I onda Krishna kaže, sada si uvjeren, dobro, onda sljedeće poglavlje, najviše znanje svjesnosti Krishna.
Now I know these things, I understand the material world is a miserable place.
A, znam ja te stvari, znam da ovaj materijalni svijet pun bjeda.
Yes, but if you actually realize that any time sense gratification came to your mind, you wouldn't contemplate it for a moment.
Ali kad bi stvarno imali realizirano to znanje, onda kad god bi se osjetilno uživanje pojavilo u našem umu, ne bi razmišljali o njemu ni trenutak.
Right? Do you think of material things sometimes?
Da li ponekad razmišljate o materijalnim stvarima?
Let's be honest now.
Budemo iskreni sada.
Honesty is the best policy.
Iskrenost je najbolja politika.
We won't ask anyone to raise their hands because we don't want to embarrass you. Maybe you'll be the only one to raise your hand and nobody else will raise your hand and then everybody will know. Aha, look. Nećemo attached person, not me, I didn't raise my hand.
Nećemo tražiti od vas da dignete ruku, zato što bi se moglo dogoditi da samo jedna osoba od vas digne ruku, da bi svi gledali, aha, ti si još uvijek vezan, još materijalne želje.
We won't ask you to raise your hand. You can raise your hand in your mind.
Nećemo tražiti od vas da dignete ruke, možete dići ruke u vašem umu.
How many of us had material desires? Don't raise your hand.
Koliko vas ima materijalne želje? Nemojte dizati ruke.
So, if those ideas just came into the mind and left immediately, that's okay.
Ako se te ideje pojave u vašem umu I onda odmah odu, to je okay.
Or if you became disgusted with those desires, that's okay.
Ako postanete zgađeni s takvim željama, to je u redu.
But if you stopped and thought, oh yeah, well, yeah. No, sorry.
Ali ako stanete I mislite, no, ipak.
That means you're still not convinced that you're not the body, you're still not convinced about the futility of material existence.
To znači da još uvijek niste uvjereni da niste ovo materijalno tijelo I još uvijek niste uvjereni u bezveznost ovog materijalnog svijeta.
We have to be like Yamunacharya.
Trebamo biti kao Yamunacharya.
He was a king, materialistic king, before he was a devotee.
On je bio kralj, materialistički kralj, prije nego što je postao bhakta.
He was a materialist, quote unquote, became a pure devotee.
On je bio, nazovimo, materialist prije nego što je postao čisti.
So he composed a beautiful verse after he became a pure devotee.
I onda možemo reći onaj predivni stih nakon toga što je postao bhakta.
He said, while I'm enjoying these, thinking of these ever fresh, beautiful pastimes of Lord Krishna, whenever thoughts of sense gratification enter into my mind,
kad god razmišljam o predivnim zabavama gospodina Krishne, kad god se ta pomisao o osjetilnom uživanju pojavi u mom umu,
based on my previous materialistic activities,
koja se bazira na mojim prošlim materialističkim aktivnostima,
my lips curl in distaste,
moje usne se skvrče od gađenja,
and I spit at the thought.
I onda pljunem na tu pomisao.
Prabhupada says, I spite at the thought. That's Prabhupada's English. I spite. He was quoting. I spite at the thought.
Prabhupada bi rekao, I spite. Mr. I spit. To je bio njegov engleski.
So if this is our reaction to the material existence, then we're ready for chapter 9.
To je reakcija na materialnu egzistenciju I ako to možemo, onda smo spremni na deveto poglavlje.
We can really appreciate the Lord's confidential pastimes.
I onda stvarno možemo cijeniti povjerljive zabave gospodina.
Just like our study of Srimad Bhagavatam,
baš kao naše proučavanje Srimad Bhagavatama.
In our study of Srimad Bhagavatam, we go through 9 cantos before we come to the 10th canto.
U našem proučavanju Srimad Bhagavatama mi prođemo kroz 9 pjevanja prije nego što dođemo do 10. pjevanja.
Now the first 9 cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam describe the material creation, etc., etc. It also describes the Lord's the guna avatars, the Lord's incarnations coming into the material world.
Prvi deo pevanja Srimad Bhagavatam opisuje materijalni svijet i također opisuje guna avatare, znači pojave gospodina u ovom materijalnom svijetu.
Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva, Shirodakshaya Vishnu, Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, Karnadakshaya Vishnu, all the Lord's expansions into the material creation.
Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva, Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, Shirodakshaya Vishnu, Karnadakshaya Vishnu.
Ite chamsa kulopumsha krishnashtu bhagavan swayam indriya vyakalam lokam vidhayute yuge yuge. Anyway, that explains how different incarnations of the Lord come into this world.
To opisuje kako se različite gospodinove inkarnacije pojavljuju u ovom svijetu.
So when we understand all these things, then 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam.
I kada na neki način uspijemo shvatiti sve te stvari, onda dolazi 10. pjevanje Srimad Bhagavatama.
First thing is we have to be convinced about the material world, then we can enter into our understanding of the spiritual world.
Prvo moramo biti uvjereni u sve u vezi materijalnog svijeta, onda možemo doći na nivo da čujemo o duhovnom svijetu.
But of course you don't have to read Bhagavad Gita to be convinced about
ali naravno ne morate čitati Bhagavad Gita da bi se uvjerili u materijalni svijet.
You can just read the newspaper.
Možete pročitati novine.
Or you can listen to the television.
Ili slušati televiziju.
We quoted some of those things on Harinam today.
Citirali smo neke od tih stvari danas na Harinamu.
The financial crisis which is facing the world.
Financijska kriza koja se sad pojavljuje u svijetu.
The Y2K problem.
What is this?
You don't know about that, okay. The problem with the computers at the turn of the century.
Jedan problem sa kompjuterima pred kraj.
It's a long discussion.
Velika diskusija.
NATO's about to drop some bombs over Kosovo and Serbia. You better hope they don't lose some on the way over on Croatia.
I NATO namjerava baciti neke bombe na Kosovo u Srbiji i nadamo se samo da neće izgubiti neke putem dok budu išli.
Right. You don't, I mean, where's the good news?
Mislim da su sve samo dobre vijesti.
At least when I was a boy, in the back page, in the corner, they had a little few articles, it was called the good news.
Pa kad sam ja bio mali, onda su na jednom malom kutu u novinama na zadnjoj stranici bilo nešto pod naslovom dobre vijesti.
Now you turn to the back page and you hear the false propaganda and the bad, there's no good news.
A sada
one, two, three, from the front to the beginning, it's all bad news.
Sada okrenete zadnju stranu i onda vidite lažnu propagandu. I ako uzmete prvu, drugu, od početka do kraja cijelih novina, sve lažna propaganda.
The only good news is you walk down, this, go under the metro, the subway, and come out of a certain subway station. You come out and you see these people, these beautiful people, chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare Hare Krishna. Please, my dear Lord, my dear internal energy, Lord Srimati Radharani, please engage us and all these people in your wonderful devotional service. Dun, 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 dun. The good news.
Jedina dobra vijest koju možete čuti da je ako se vozite podzemnom željeznicom i onda izađete na svoje stanice i nađete bakte gdje pevaju Hare Krishna i kažu, dragi moj Krishna, molim te uključi nas u svoju službu.
That's the only good news.
To su jedine dobre vijesti.
We first did Sankirtan in the late 60s in the streets. We used to sing songs in English sometimes.
Kada smo išli u početku u Sankirtan, krajem 60-ih, onda smo znali pjevati na engleskom pjesme.
Right. It was okay. Prabhupada let us do it in those days. We had guitars and things like that.
Prabhupada nam je to dozvolio u tim danima, zato imali smo gitare i tako.
So we used to sing one song with the good news that we're going back to Godhead.
Pjevali smo jednu pjesmu o tome kako postoje dobre vijesti da se vraćamo nazad kući Bogu.
Lord Chaitanya's moon is rising. No, it's not at all surprising that we're dancing in the streets, telling everyone we meet, we're going home, we're going home. There's a quarter moon overhead now. I must serve Chaitanya somehow. He's the golden avatar. Spread the name of Krishna far to every town. Hear the holy sound Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Hare.
And to Prabhupada we'd sing, O Paramahansa of the Nectar Lake, did you your own to love forsake? Leaving his fresh and fragrant lotus breast to come to this world of birth and death. If this a helping hand you lend, while in this world of matter you transcend, I am perplexed, please let it be known, have you come to take us home? Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Shri Prabhupada ki.
Jaya.
So if you want to hear the good news, you have to find the Harinam party.
Ako želite čuti dobre vijesti, onda morate naći Harinam party.
That's the only good news, that a few fortunate souls are going back home, back to Godhead.
To su jedine dobre vijesti, da nekoliko sretnih duša se vraćaju nazad kući Bogu.
Even if one's being elevated by his pious activities to Svarga Loka, it doesn't compare anything to the destination of a devotee.
Čak ako se neko zbog svojih pobožnih aktivnosti može biti uzdignet i do Svarga Loke, to se nikako ne može usporediti sa onima što postiže čisti bhakta.
There are heavenly planets.
Postoje rajske planete.
You can see one most evenings, you look up, you can see the moon, it's a heavenly planet.
Svake večeri skoro možete vidjeti jednu od rajskih planeta ako pogledate mjesec. To
rivers of nectar.
Rijeke nektara.
Beautiful forests and full of chirping birds and beautiful weather and somaras.
Predivne šume i ptice unutra pjevaju, jako lijepo vrijeme, tamo je somarasa.
You know what somaras is?
Znate što je somaras?
Maybe I better not tell you.
Bolje da vam ne kažem.
Somaras. It's a type of liquor.
To je jedna vrsta pića.
But unlike the liquor of this planet, you drink the liquor, your body deteriorates.
Ali ne kao alkoholna pića u ovom svijetu, gdje kad ih pijete, onda vaše tijelo biva uništeno.
Sense gratification always has a price tag at the end of it. You have to pay the price for your sense gratification.
U ovom svijetu osjetilno uživanje uvijek ima neku cijenu i na kraju morate platiti tu cijenu za osjetilno uživanje.
You get the sense gratification, but your liver deteriorates if you smoke or you take drugs, your mind deteriorates. You get the pleasure, but the price tag, wow, I gotta pay that much, wow.
Dobijete neko uživanje, ali zbog toga ode vam jetra, ili ako koristite droge ili alkohol, onda vam mozak ode. Right. Na taj način morate platiti veliku cijenu.
You go to the store and you see the diamond ring. Oh, wow, I want that. I really want it. But the price tag's hidden underneath the ring.
Dođete u zlatarnicu i onda vidite ima prsten od dijamanata i onda kažete, to bih stvarno htio. Ali onda vidite dolje cijena je sakrivena ispod prstena.
But you get attached. Gotta have that ring, whatever it costs. I'm gonna go in and ask how much it costs.
I onda postanete vezani i kažete, ja moram nabaviti ovaj prsten, bez obzira koliko košta, moram ići pitati koliko košta.
Excuse me, ma'am, how much is that ring?
Oprostite, gospođo, koliko košta ovaj prsten?
$10,000!
$10,000.
Okay.
Redo.
Pay a heavy price.
I onda platite tu visoku cijenu.
So there's always a hidden price for the enjoyment we get with this body and the senses.
I uvijek postoji jedna skrivena cijena koju moramo platiti za uživanje koje dobijemo kroz ovo tijelo i osjetilo.
But in the heavenly planets, when you drink that soma rasa, you feel very happy, and what it does, it increases the duration of your life.
Ali na rajskim planetama, kada pijete tu soma rasu, što se događa? Kad ju pijete, onda to povećava vaš život.
You imagine? The more you drink, the younger you become.
Što više pijete, to postajete mlađi.
But be careful, don't drink too much, because you may become a baby.
Morate paziti da ne pijete previše, ćete možda postati dijete, beba.
It doesn't work like that. Actually, you stay young. Demigods don't grow old. They just, their time finishes, and they die. They fall into raindrops, and the raindrop falls to the earth. It gives nourishment to the grass. The man eats the grass, the grains. It turns into semen. He impregnates the woman, and this is the way the demigods take birth from the higher planets.
polubogovi sa viših rajskih planeta u stvari ne stare, oni kao mladi, oni kada dođe kraj njihovog života, onda ulaze u kapljicu vode, ona padne na zemlju i onda žitarice koje crpu hranjiva iz zemlje, onda oni ulaze u žitarice, mi kad jedemo žitarice, na taj način postaju sastavni dio nas i onda kad muškarac ima odnos sa ženom radi začinjenja djece, onda na taj način dolazi duša u ovaj svijet sa viših planeta, rajskih planeta.
There's practically no miseries there.
Gotovo da nema patnje tamo.
But when your bank account runs dry, when your pious activities are finished, your good karma is finished, at that moment you fall.
Ali kad vaš bankovni račun, znači vaše pobožne aktivnosti, kada se iscrpe, onda u tom trenutku padate dolje.
You may be cooking in the house, you may be walking with your friend, you may be flying in the sky, whatever it is in your youthful body, as soon as your karma, your good karma is finished, at that point... to him. Good karma ran out.
Ono što se događa,
happens every day.
Ono što se događa sa njima je oni mogu možda kuhati u tom trenutku, mogu možda hodati sa prijateljem ili se voziti u avionu, ali onoga trenutka kad istekne karma, onda ovako istog trenutka oni padaju i onda dolaze u ovaj materijalni svijet.
And the thing is you don't know when it's going to happen.
I onda ne znate kad će se to dogoditi.
Not like here, you can ring up your bank. How much money I have left in the bank? You have exactly so many, what do they call them here?
Kuna.
Kunas. You've got 23 million kunas. Oh, okay. Rest easy.
To nije kao ovdje, da vi možete nazvati svoj banku i onda pitati koliko imamo na računu, onda oni kažu 23 miliona kuna. Oh, dobro, onda nema problema.
Or you've got only 200 kuna. Oh, my 200, better get out there and start working.
Onda oni vam javaju, kažu imate još samo 200 kuna. Onda moram početi raditi ponovno.
In the heavenly planets, you can enjoy, but you can't check your bank account. You can't check how much good karma you got left. So it's always in the back of your mind, how much time I got left.
Na rajskim planetima možete uživati gotovo koliko hoćete, ali nikad ne možete provjeriti koliko još pobožnih aktivnosti imate na svom računu, tako da nikad ne znate kad je kraj. Ne možete reći koliko još imam, koliko još imam.
It's like if you had an axe above your head, a heavy axe, and it was tied with a thin string. The top of the building, a thin string, any more.
To vam je kao da imate privezanu sjekiru iznad svoje glave sa jednom malom vezicom koja je veže za strop i onda u svakom trenutku ona može pasti, gotovo.
So that's what it's like. It's like you don't know when the axe is going to fall.
To vam je kao kad ne znate kada će se ta sjekira spustiti.
You see. So Abrahma Bhuvana Loka Punar Avito Arjuna. The highest planet down to the lowest, all are places of misery.
I od najviše do najniže planete u ovom materijalnom svijetu, sve su to planete patnje.
But what is Krishna? Now comes the rose part.
A sada nalazi onaj dio sa ružom.
Mamo pete te kontiya punarjanma na vidyate. But one who attains my abode, O son of Kunti, never takes birth again.
Ali onaj ko dostigne moje prebivalište, o sine Kunti, nikada se ponovo ne rađa u materijalnom svijetu.
This is Krishna's promise.
To je Krishnino obećanje.
Krishna's promise is not like the promise of some soul in this world. We all have four defects. One of them is the cheating propensity.
Krishnino obećanje nije kao obećanje neke duše u ovom materijalnom svijetu, jer svaka duša u ovom materijalnom svijetu ima četiri nedostatka. Jedan je od nedostataka da je sklon varanju.
Krishna never lies.
Krishna nikada ne laže.
He always keeps his promise.
On uvijek održava svoje obećanje.
Such a sankalpa, one of names Krishna's name is such a sankalpa. Whatever he says, it comes to pass. It will come true.
Krishna, jedno od Krishnih imena je Satya Sankalpa, što znači što god on kaže, to će se obistiniti.
So if we attain Krishna's abode, punarjanma na vidyate. Janma means birth. Punarjanma na vidyate. We never come back to this place.
Tako, ako dostignemo Krishnino prebivalište, onda se više ne rađamo ovdje. Janma znači rođenje, više se nećemo rađati ovdje u materijalnom svijetu.
That's Krishna's promise.
To je Krishnino obećanje.
What is that place like?
I kako izgleda to mjesto?
All walking is dancing.
Svaki koračanje je ples.
All talking is singing.
Svaki govor je pjesma.
And there's a festival every day.
I festival svaki dan.
We should all go back home, back to Godhead.
Trebali bi svi ići nazad kući Bogu.
So why don't we come back?
Zašto se ne vraćamo?
Well, because Krishna promises us we won't come back.
Jer Krishna nam obećao da ćemo se vratiti.
But also because one devotee asked Prabhupada in New York City, he said, Prabhupada, when we get back to the spiritual world, do we remember our activities in the material world?
Jedan bakta u Njujorku pitao šlo Prabhupada, a kada se vratimo nazad u duhovni svijet, da li se sjećamo ovih stvari iz materijalnog svijeta?
You know what Prabhupada said?
Znate li što je šlo Prabhupada odgovorio?
You remember.
On je odgovorio, da, sjećamo se.
Prabhupada said it's like a bad dream.
Prabhupada je rekao da je to kao ono, loš san.
You remember it like a bad dream.
Sjećate se kao neki loš san.
Now, have you ever woken up in the morning from a nightmare?
Da li ste se nekada probudili jutro i imali ste noćnu moru?
Right. Whoa, God, whoa. I thought it was really true. I thought, you know, you ever had one of those dreams that, oh, God, I'm going to go back to sleep and dream it again.
Ono, probudi se da se jutro imali ste noćnu moru i kažete, oh, Bože, bilo je tako stvarno. Ono, onda kažete, idem ponovo sanjati to.
Right. You come on, get up. I don't want to dream about that again.
Onda kaže, ne, želim ponovo sanjati nešto tako.
So that's what it's like. You remember what happened here, but it's like a bad dream. You just forget it.
To se odvija na taj način. Sjećate se ovog materijalnog svijeta, ali oni kao neki loši san i ne želite se više vratiti.
Besides, after experiencing what's here, and when you experience what's there, you'll never want to come back here.
Jednom kada ste iskusili što je ovdje i kada ste iskusili duhovni svijet, više se nikad nećete poželjeti vratiti.
You know how you go, you know what happens when you go to the spiritual world?
Znate što se dogodi kada dođete u duhovni svijet?
Prabhupada told one of my god brothers.
Šla Prabhupada je rekao jednom od mojih braća po
Bogu. It was one of those intimate moments where the god brother was serving Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada was very, he was also like a thunderbolt sometimes, but he was also very much like a rose at other times.
Prabhupada je često bio kao grom, ali je znao biti kao ruža. I ovo se dogodilo jednom dok je jedan moj brat braća po Bogu intimno služio Šla Prabhupada.
So the devotee said, God brother said, Prabhupada, what's it like when we get back to the spiritual sky?
Moj brat po Bogu je pitao Šla Prabhupada, kako je to kad se vratimo nazad u duhovni svijet?
So Prabhupada said, when you get back to the spiritual sky, the spiritual master is waiting for you in Vrindavan.
Šla Prabhupada je rekao, kad se vratite nazad u duhovno nebo, duhovni učitelj vas čeka tamo u Vrindavanu.
He sees you coming up the road into Vrindavan.
On vas vidi kako dolazite po cesti u Vrindavan.
And how amazed you are at the beauty of the spiritual world.
I onda vidi kako se ti zapanjen sa predivnom ljepotom duhovnog svijeta.
And the spiritual master walks forward and grabs your hand and says, I was waiting for you.
I duhovni učitelj prilazi, hvata vas za ruku i kaže, čekao sam te.
Then Prabhupada said, he takes your hand and puts it in the hand of Krishna, and Krishna says, welcome home, and gives you a big embrace.
I onda Šla Prabhupada kaže da duhovni učitelj uzima vašu ruku i stavlja vašu ruku u ruku Krišne i kaže dobrodošao kući i onda Krišna kaže dobrodošao kući i onda vas zagrli.
This is what Prabhupada said.
To je rekao Šla Prabhupada.
Well, this is the spiritual world.
To je duhovni svijet.
So we can begin to get an incentive for going back to the spiritual world.
I mi mogli početi razmišljati da se vratimo nazad u duhovni svijet.
Well, first of all, by becoming disgusted with this world,
ali prvenstveno moramo biti zgađeni sa ovim svijetom.
Losing our faith in this world,
moramo gubiti našu vjeru u ovaj svijet.
Re-establishing our faith in Krishna with the help of our spiritual master.
I trebamo ponovo ustanoviti našu vjeru u Krishnu uz pomoć duhovnog učitelja.
And as an incentive to keep trying in Krishna consciousness, because sometimes being neophyte devotees we're up and down like this.
Moramo nastaviti pokušavati u svjesnosti Krishne, jer kao početnici možemo malo se kretati ovako gore dalje.
To give us an incentive for Krishna consciousness, we have what?
Da bismo bili onako čvrsti u svjesnosti Krishne, što moramo imati?
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
We have the holy names.
Imamo sveta imena.
Namachintamani Krishna's Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. There's no difference between Krishna and his name.
Nema razlike između Krishna i njegovog imena.
And Krishna is what? He's the reservoir of all pleasure.
I Krishna je što? On je rezervoar sveg zadovoljstva.
So you can only give up something if you get something better.
A možete odustati od nečega samo ako dobijete nešto bolje.
Right, if you have five, what are those things called? Kunas?
Kunas, yes.
You have five kunas and I bring 1,000,000 kunas and I say, will you please trade with me? Of course, sure, why not? Here's five.
Ako imate 5 kuna i ja dođem i kažem, evo daću ti 5,000,000 kuna, onda ćete se naravno mijeniti i reći, naravno, oh, onda može, izmijenit ćemo se.
Right? So it's not surprising we're attached to sense gratification. We're created to enjoy and this is the only enjoyment we know right now in our conditioned state.
Nije iznenađujuće da smo u stvari vezani za ovo osjetilno uživanje, jer smo stvoreni za uživanje i budući da jedino uživanje koje upoznamo je ovo uživanje u materijalnom svijetu, onda uživamo u tome.
Not surprising that we come to Krishna consciousness with material desires. We shouldn't be embarrassed. That's just the way it is.
Nije iznenađujuće da dolazimo u svjesnost Krišne sa materijalnim željama. To je, ne bi trebalo biti na neki način uznemireni. To je normalno.
Not surprising. It's how we deal with those material desires.
Nije iznenađujuće, ali moramo se potruditi da riješimo te materijalne želje.
So if we get something better, then we can give them up easily. Not artificially. We can give them up easily.
Ako dobijemo nešto bolje, onda možemo odustati od njih vrlo lako. Ne umjetno, ali ako dobijemo nešto bolje, onda je lako.
So if we're struggling with material desires and we just can't give them up, what's the problem? The real problem is we're not really chanting sincerely enough.
Ako se borimo s materijalnim željama i one nikako ne odlaze, što je u stvari stvarni problem? Stvarni problem je to da ne mantramo ozbiljno.
If you're really serious about chanting, whether you're chanting 2 rounds a day or 8 rounds a day, you're initiated devotee chanting 16 rounds. If you're really serious, you put your heart and soul into it every morning. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You'll get that taste, which is far superior to anything in this world.
Ako mantrate samo jedan krug ili mantrate 4 kruga, 8 krugova ili ste inicirani bhakta, nema veze koliko mantrate, ali ako se sa svim srcem unesete u pjevanje maha mantre, onda ćemo moći dobiti taj ukus.
If that's not a fact, then how is it that the six Goswamis could live with practically nothing and be completely in ecstasy because they have that higher taste?
Ako je to nije točno, kako je onda moguće da su šestorica Goswamije živjeli gotovo bez ičega, imali su taj viši ukus i onda su živjeli to višom ukusu?
So everything depends on our chanting.
I sve u stvari ovisi o našem mantranju.
Everything.
Sve ovisi.
The quality of our chanting.
O kvaliteti našeg mantranja.
It's the most important thing we have in Krishna consciousness.
To je najvažnija stvar koju imamo u svjesnosti
Krishna. It has to be given all priority.
I mantranje mora biti na prvom mjestu.
First chance, good rounds, and then we get to work.
Prvo trebamo izmantrati dobre krugove i onda možemo ići dalje na.
Of course, sometimes we have to make adjustments. We're very busy. There's a marathon. There's a festival program. But in general, this should be the devotee's understanding.
Naravno, ponekad su potrebne neke prilagodbe zato što su tu festivali ili idemo u maraton ili tako dalje. Ali generalno rečeno, općenito rečeno, moramo prvo staviti mantranje na prvo mjesto.
Because we don't make advancement on our own strength. We make advancement by the mercy of Krishna.
Jer mi u stvari ne napreduju zahvaljujući tome što smo mi to postigli, nego zato što smo dobili milost Krishna.
Chetasa sarvakamani mai sanyashe matpara buddhiyogama pashritam machita satatam bhavam. In all activities and for the results,
sve aktivnosti i njihovi rezultati,
simply depend upon me and work always under my protection.
Za sve te aktivnosti i njihove rezultate, molim te, samo ovisi o meni.
In such devotional service,
u takvom predanom služenju,
be fully conscious of me.
Budi potpuno svjestan mene.
We don't make progress on our own limit. We make progress by the mercy of Krishna.
Mi ne stičemo napredak samo svojim snagama, nego milošću Krišne.
So we have to ask for Krishna's help.
I zato moramo zatražiti Krišninu pomoć.
Not
ne bi trebali ovako mantrati.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Not like the boy who cried wolf.
Ne kao, sorry?
The boy who cried wolf? Wolf.
Yeah,
it's a story.
Wolf. Ne kao dječe koji se bojao od vuka.
Wolf? Wolf?
Kao vikao kao vuk.
Vikao kao wolf?
Ne, vuk. Vuk, yes.
Wolf.
Wolf, yeah.
Wolf.
Wolf.
Wolf, wolf. Once there was a boy, he was supposed to guard the sheep in the forest.
Bio jednom jedan dječak koji je trebao čuvati ovce u šumi.
So he was guarding the sheep from the wolves.
I onda on čuvao te ovce od vukova.
Right. This is before they cut all the natural virgin forest down in Europe. There used to be things like wolves and bears and you know, natural. Now they have all these planted trees. All you find is some birds and chipmunks.
To je bilo ono doba kad su tamo mogli naći vukove i različite druge divlje zvijeri, a ne sad kao sada što su ptice, tad su bile još one primarne šume.
So, The boy was watching for wolves, so he thought he'd play a trick on the people in the village nearby.
E budući da je on tako čuvao ovce od vuka, onda je mislio sad će se malo našaliti sa ovim seljanima tamo.
Wendy said, "Wolf, wolf, help, help."
Jedan dan je došao i izvikao, "Oh, vuk, vuk, upomoć, upomoć."
How do you say help?
Help, upomoć, upomoć.
So all the people came running up, they had their knives and their sticks, and where's the wolf? Ha, 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 there's no wolf, tricked you.
E onda su svi ljudi došli, izlazili su iz sela, imali su svoje štapove i na neki način su došli pomoći. Rekli, gdje je vuk, gdje je vuk? Onda je rekao, ha, 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 prevario sam vas.
Oh, you little rascal boy.
A, ti mali nitko je.
So next day he did the same thing again.
I onda je sljedeći dan to ponovio.
Wolf, wolf, help, help.
Vuk, vuk, upomoć, upomoć.
Kaj ti moš, ukomoć, čekaš? The people came running again.
Ljudi su ponovno
dotrčali. Where is he, where is he?
Gdje je, gdje je?
There's no wolf!
Ne, nema vuka, nema vuka.
You rascal boy.
Ti mali nitko je.
Next day, what happened?
Sljedećeg dana što se dogodilo?
A wolf came.
Došao je stvarno vuk.
Not a dog, not a German shepherd, a wolf.
Ne pas, ne njemački ovčar, nego pravi vuk.
One wolf is like 1,000 Doberman pinchers.
Jedan vuk je kao 1,000 Dobermana.
You know those Dobermans? They're really mean.
Znate, Dobermani su stvarno zli.
They used to attack me when I did door-to-door Sankirtan. I can show you a few scars.
Napali su me kad sam išao tako u Sankirtan, ali imam još nekoliko ožiljaka.
Right? A good kshatriya, he'll show you his scars in battle. Yeah.
Dobar kshatriya će vam pokazati svoje ožiljke iz borbe, vidite.
So every good Sankirtan devotee should have a few dog bites.
Svaki dobar Sankirtan bhakta treba ožiljke od ugriza pasa.
Otherwise you didn't take any risks for Krishna.
Inače niste stvarno riskirali za Krishna.
So the boy is crying, wolf, 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 the big wolf came. Ah, wolf, wolf, help! Wolf!
I onda je dječak vikao, upomoć, upomoć, vuk, vuk, ono veliki vuk.
And down in the village? Ah, it's just that kid playing tricks again.
I onda su one seljanice tamo rekli, ha, opet onaj dječak samo se zeza sa nama.
And that was the end of the sheep, and it was the end of the boy.
I to je bio kraj ovaca i kraj tog dječka.
Like that. So we have to be careful how we call out to Krishna.
I trebamo biti pažljivi kako zovemo Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Not chanting very seriously that
devotee. To nije ozbiljno mantranje.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Right, I've heard you chanting before. It's not very
serious. Čuo sam kako mantrate prije, nije to baš.
From the very beginning. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram,
Hare Ram, Ram Ram.
But Krishna's not responding. I've been chanting for so many years.
Ali Krishna ne odgovara, ja već mantram tolike godine.
Oh, but you gotta keep trying.
Ali moraš nastaviti pokušavati.
If you knock on somebody's door long enough.
Ako kucate na nečija vrata dovoljno dugo.
All right, I'm coming. Yes, who is it? It's me, Krishna, please take me back home to the spiritual world.
Onda će neko otvoriti, Krishna će otvoriti i reći, da, dolazim, koje, onda će vam reći, ja sam Krishna, molim te, vrati me nazad duhovni svijet.
Just keep knocking.
Samo trebamo nastaviti kucati.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
And then what will happen? Punarjanma Navidyate. You'll go back home, back to Godhead, and never return to this miserable world.
Što će se onda dogoditi? Vratit ćete se nazad u duhovni svijet i nikada se više nećete morati doći nazad u ovaj svijet rođenja i smrti.
Shrimad Bhagavad Gita as it is ki.
Jai.
Shri Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
Shri Goloka Vrindavan Dhamma ki.
Jai.
Golok Prem Dan Harinam Sankirtan Yajna ki.
Jai.
Hare Krishna Mahamantra ki.
Jai.
Worldwide ISKCON ki.
Jai.
Zagreb ISKCON ki.